According to the National Center for Drug Abuse, over 165 million Americans ages 12 and up are currently abusing drugs or alcohol. Of those 165 million Americans, there is a mom, dad, sister, brother, wife, husband, son, daughter, or grandparent praying and pleading that they would stop. Addiction is a subject most people don't like to talk about and is kept behind closed doors. But the Finding Hope podcast will bring light to the subject and give families that are living in shame, guilt, hopelessness, fear, worry, and anger tools and education to find strength, peace, happiness, joy, and hope. Hello, I'm Amy LaRue, Finding Hope Coordinator for Hope is Alive Ministries and your host for this Finding Hope podcast. At Hope is Alive, our mission is to radically change the lives of drug addicts, alcoholics, and those who love them. We do this through our intentional next level sober living homes and faith-based support groups for the loved ones of addicts called Finding Hope. Thank you for joining us today. I want to let you know about our upcoming Hope After Loss Retreat, October 4th through the 6th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This retreat is for anyone who has lost someone to the impact of addiction. You will find connection, healing, and rest. This year's theme is Abide. If you've lost someone, whether it's been 30 days or 10 years, this retreat is for you. We'll put the link in our show notes today for you to learn more and register. But today I'm sitting down with Darcy Stevens again, and we're going to just talk about what our event we just had, Run for Hope. Yeah. But Darcy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Good. Have you recovered from the Run for Hope?
Slowly.
Yeah, I agree. So let's just kind of dive right in. So our Run for Hope was September 7th, 2024, and we had it in three locations. I was in Oklahoma City. We had it in Weatherford, Oklahoma, and we had virtual options. Where were you?
I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay. And how many participants did you have there?
Around 250 people.
That's incredible. Yeah. And overall, we had in Oklahoma City around 450, Weatherford about 140, and then 85 virtual, if not more.
Right.
And so this has been the biggest year yet with over 900 participants. So if you are listening or watching and you are one of our participants, I want to say thank you. Thank you for supporting us, supporting these families, supporting this ministry, and coming out this last weekend.
Yeah.
So, Darcy, this race actually was formerly known as Sobriety Sprint. We've talked a little bit about this on here before. And it all started when Zach Hernandez, also known as TZ in our homes, passed away on June 4th, 2017. And he was clean, sober, and saved, and it was completely unexpected. And so we started this race to honor his life, but not just his life anymore. We get to honor all those who fought this disease, fought hard to beat this disease.
Yeah.
And, you know, we say some had found recovery while some were still in the middle of the fight.
Yeah.
But we also know, Darcy, that there's so much more than this
disease. Absolutely.
And so that's what this event was all about. Mm-hmm. And so tell our listeners, how many lives did we get to honor?
We got to honor 114 lives.
And it was you and I was in Oklahoma City in Tulsa, and that just reading every single name at the event just reminds me, like, these people are like you and I, right? Like, it's just so impactful to read those names and just the crowd just be so silent and honoring those names, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what, like, we could say their names there. Their names will never be forgotten, and they will never be forgotten.
Right.
So, but let's talk more about the Memorial Mile, too.
Yes.
So share what you thought about that this year.
So before the race began, I actually stepped away and I went and walked through the Memorial Mile and prayed and got a chance to look at all the faces. You know, we've seen them in the office because we were getting them all ready and everything, but I actually took time and went and walked and like looked at each of the faces and prayed for those family members, the ones that were going to be there at the races, honoring them, and those that weren't able to attend, just praying for them in that day, and just God to continue to heal their hearts and for them to continue to remember who they were and not the disease that took their lives.
And so we did. We had 114 posters out there, and they are, and you can look at them. You can see their smiles.
Yes.
Some of them had family with like pictures of their family with them. And so they were, they're a brother, they're a sister, they're a dad, they're a mom, you know? And so they still are that.
Right.
And so I love that you took that time to soak it in and pray for those families, because we continue to pray for their families.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that's so important to remember to do that. One thing, I got an email after the event, and this just really spoke to me. This lady had never really even heard of our ministry at all. And I know many people out there haven't yet. But she saw that what we were doing, and she wanted to come to honor her loved one. And she actually, I think, saw the poster at a coffee shop. And so she came, I met her at the registration packet pickup that we have. And she was kind of telling me the story and all that. But then she emailed me after the race and said, Amy, I was able to connect with more families, people I didn't even know. She came by herself and, you know, walking that mile, looking at her loved one's poster right there. Others came up around her. And they didn't have to say anything. They let her have her moment. But when her moment was over, they started talking, and she got to share the stories of her loved one. I think that's what's so important about this race.
Yes.
And for not just this race, but from here on out, like, ask the questions.
Yes.
Like, let's share the stories. I know you talk about your mom. We've talked about your mom on here. I mean, she struggled, but there's also some good memories still have of her.
Yeah.
And so seeing that and hearing, that's what this race was about.
Right.
Like, she started to build her community right there without even knowing that's what she was doing. She just wanted to honor her loved one.
Yeah.
And then she found a new family there.
Yeah.
So what else was impactful in Tulsa to you?
So I loved getting to read the names of those that we were honoring. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't. And it was just each name, like being intentional to say the name and just honor them. And like you said, it was so quiet. And so people just were just being respectful and of that time of us honoring them. And I loved all the teams that came together.
Yes, we've been talking about teams. So what teams were in Tulsa?
So there was one that was honoring their son and Zach, and they had hats made in honor of him, and they walked together. So I got to cheer on the sidelines as people were running in, and it was just awesome to see all of those family members. Some of them were together because they were walking, some of them were running, and just see them. And, you know, they had smiles on their faces. And so just to see them smiling as they're honoring their loved one, that was really impactful. And then a lot of, several of our Finding Hope groups up in Tulsa came together and did teams and ran together or walked together.
And we had a really, another big team in Tulsa that, you know, came out there and they helped fundraise and do all of that in honor of their loved one too. And so if you had a team, we want to say thank you to that too. Like, it was really neat to see it in Oklahoma City. We also had a really big team. I'm going to shout out Tate's team right there. They had over 30 or 40 people on that team. And she came, I will never forget, I talked to her on the phone before, like she registered. And one thing she asked us is something special we get to do at the race is we make buttons for them. And that was her first question. Are we going to have the buttons again?
Aww.
Because they wear it with pride.
Yes.
It's like, you know, when I go to my daughter's cheer competitions, I wear her picture because I'm very proud of her and, you know, all that. But these families are wearing the pictures too, and the teams. And it's just a great conversation too.
Absolutely.
To be, like, look at this family. This is the family what we're doing here for. And we did have a time during our program to honor those families that were out there. And so to see Tate's team come together, one of my Finding Hope teams, they came and they all had sweatbands that matched, you know, out there, which was fun. Our Hope After a Loss group came together. And it was really cool because they're family.
Yeah.
You know, they have come together. They didn't know each other before.
they came together and they each got to like stop at their each person's picture because they know the people now. Yes. They know the stories and all of that. So it is like, that's what this event is about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's remember, honor, and bring awareness.
Yes.
And stop that stigma.
Yes.
Right? Like, let these families grieve and remember without pointing fingers or blaming. And so that's what I love about both of our support groups we have here, Finding Hope and Hope After Loss. It's a safe place to share openly.
Yes.
And this is side note, this isn't about the race, but I was at my meeting this last week and we were talking and the only place a lot of these people feel comfortable sharing is at our meetings.
Right.
But one lady said, once I finally shared with somebody else what my son was struggling with, my healing began. Mm,
that's so good.
And it's like, let's share with, you know, discernment, right?
Yes.
But like, it's okay because there's over 100,000 people, you know, and that struggle with substances. And it's important that we have this community and we start to share because there's going to be others.
Yes.
I mean, when I was a school teacher, there's others in my building that I was teaching with on the same team, you know? And so I'm kind of going on a tangent right now, but I think that's so important how these teams also form that community and all of that.
Absolutely.
One thing, another story that, you know, we're before the race and I was just kind of walking around, making sure everything was ready to go. I see these three people come up, start walking, you know, to our meeting area and on their, they have the Run for Hope shirts, but you couldn't see any of it. They had a big picture attached to their shirt. And so I just went up and said, hey, tell me about who this is, what's, you know, going on. And his name was Ty, was his name. And the mom, it was the mom and two friends of the mom's just out there to support. And she started, you know, to tear up. She goes, Amy, I was going to be a part of this, but when I found out it was at Mitch Park in Edmond, I knew I had to be there. And I was like, oh, tell me more. Like, you know, I was really interested in hearing. She said, Amy, my son was a part of building the Frisbee golf course and the planning of all of it. And before he passed.
Wow.
And then when he passed, they actually named it Ty Cunningham. It's named after him. And so it was just what we call a lot of times God winks.
Yes.
And I just, you know, it gave me chills. It made me tear up just to know, like, here we are at the place where her son would go a lot to play and wanted to have this Frisbee golf and is named after him. Like, what a God moment there.
Yes.
What a God wink. Like, I still see you, mom, after all these years. And it had been several years since her son had passed away, but she's still there to honor. She's still there getting to tell the story of Ty and about the Frisbee golf there. And so that was just something else that was just very impactful for me. And to remind us, like, someone else, I'm going back to my meeting, said, we always say we know God is in the story. Do we always, are we really believing it? And one of the things is remembering to look back when, and I told, like, that's been my challenge for some people I've talked to on this, the phone this week is, okay, let's look back and see where God has been in this story from the beginning. And he will show you, he will continue to show you. And so it's one of those that we have to remember to look for those God moments. Look for those God winks in every single day. And I'm not going to make you cry, but I might. But you had that this morning with something. We won't get into that today. But it's like, yes, God is in our stories.
Yes.
No matter what we're going through. And we have to remember that. And we have to look for those moments too.
Right.
I think so many times we get consumed with what we're going through in that storm that we're stuck that we forget to look for that.
Right, right.
You know, I tell a lot of people, start with gratitude each day. What are the three things you're grateful for? Even if it's something little, like, God, thank you for waking me up this morning, right? Thank you for the coffee. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for another day. But at the end of the day, write down where you saw God's blessing. Like, if you start looking throughout the day for God's blessing, that's what you'll be focused on while you're in that middle of the storm. So you're starting with gratitude. And then you're looking for those God winks or those God blessings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anything else impactful to you or stood out to you from?
It was just a really great day, literally like from start to finish. Like we got there early and set up. And just, we got to watch the sunrise over the river up there because we were on the river walk in Tulsa. And so it was just, God was there from beginning to end. And sunrises are like one of my favorite things. And especially when it's over water and everything. So it was just neat to see that, you know, be reminded that even though we're busy, we're quote unquote working, God's there and he's going to be working. And just seeing, even though words weren't said, but just seeing families healing from being at the run.
Yes.
And my kids, like the enemy was attacking the whole day before. Like my kids weren't going to come because my oldest was upset. But just coming together as a family as well with my kids and getting to honor their Nana and them individually and together going to go find her sign. Like that's something they look forward to. Proudly wearing their buttons. Like you said, the family members wearing their buttons. I love seeing all the family members there with their buttons. And it was just a great day from start to finish.
Yeah, it really was. And the weather was beautiful.
Yes.
And so I want to mention some of our virtual. So we did virtual this year, which was the first time we did it. We had Team Grinch. Mm-hmm. And so they were in Connecticut. Their main group were in Connecticut, but then they had a few that did it by themselves. Yeah. And so it was so cool seeing these teams, you know, Kansas City had a team, Flagstaff, Arizona, we had a team, our group in Midland, Texas, they got together. And even in Midland, Texas, there's three moms. They sent me some pictures that were carrying just frames of their, I'm assuming, it might not be moms. It might've been a sister. Yeah. Someone was carrying a loved one. So they even had signs and carried them proudly, the pictures. Yeah. So seeing these, you know, virtual teams come together, it may not have been timed. They may have timed it. I think more they walked it, but just knowing they're bringing this awareness to their community and honoring those loved ones.
Yes.
And Team Grinch was just a special place in my heart because we got to meet that family in April. And then their son passed away in August.
Yeah.
And so seeing them come together and their families and friends supporting was just really cool.
Yes.
And also they're Finding Hope. They're part of the Finding Hope Zoom.
Yes.
And some people think Zoom, I don't want to do Zoom. I can't make that connection. But their Zoom group has come together. There's actually quite a few people who donated to Team Grinch from the Finding Hope Zoom.
That's
because
amazing.
They are a family.
Yes.
And they are supporting people.
Yes. Yes.
So if you're listening and think, oh, I should have done virtual. I wish I didn't know how to do it for next year. Like
for sure.
We want you to. We want to bring these to your communities. We even sent the list of names to everybody.
Yes.
We sent what this race was about. Like we want you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Anything else stand out to you? Any aha moments or anything?
No. I don't think so. It was just really good. And just seeing the community in Tulsa come together and even the vendors that were there were great. And they just love what we do and support it. And it was just a really good day.
Yeah. So shout out to our amazing sponsors, too.
Yes.
So we had a lot of amazing sponsors that made this race even possible.
Right.
So we are so grateful for you. And we will list all our sponsors in our show notes as well so that you can recognize them. You might know them. We had quite a few anonymous sponsors too. So thank you to those as well. We want to thank the participants.
Yes.
But more importantly, I want to thank the families. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for trusting us and allowing us to honor and remember your loved one. The race, no matter if we had bounce houses or face painting or any of that, didn't matter. The most important part was that we got to honor and remember your loved one. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, absolutely.
And before we wrap up, though, I want to talk about the winner in the race. So there's a lot of people that walked.
Yes.
We had some serious runners as well that just like to support amazing causes like this. Like they race every weekend, look for a great cause to support. But Joel Dutton, I will never forget Like, he ran it in 16 minutes and 45 seconds.
That is amazing.
I don't know if I can run 1 mile in 16 minutes.
I don't think I can either.
I mean, I might be able to. I'd have to train. But
right?
Shout out to Joel in Oklahoma City for yes. being the overall winner. And I know we had winners in the others. There's a little bit of some things, but it all worked out.
Yes.
But remembering again why we are right. doing this race. So I like to end with a challenge, Darcy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to challenge everybody today as we wrap up talking about Run for Hope. My first one is ask the questions. So when you know someone has lost a loved one, you might see the buttons. I know some of our people wear mm-hmm. the buttons. I've seen them on purses. I've seen them on jackets. Don't be afraid to ask.
Right.
Who
right.
is that? Tell me your favorite memory. Like, ask the questions. They want to continue to talk about them.
Yes.
So ask, support them. Don't be afraid. I think so many times we're too afraid, like, oh, we're going to bring up a memory. We're going to, you know, all these things, but it's actually, you've lost. It's mm-hmm. actually kind of the opposite. They
yeah.
want to share. They want to mm-hmm. tell you about them.
Yeah.
And that's why I love our Hope After Loss retreat that we're doing in October, because it's another opportunity to continue
yes.
to share about their loved ones.
Yeah.
And my last one is to look for those God winks.
Mm.
But not just look for them. When you see them, make a note, whether it's in your phone, in a journal, make a note so that when you're in the trenches again, or just having one of those days, that you can go back and remember God has been with us.
Yeah.
God is in here. He is still with us in these moments. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's good. I just can't wait till next year. It's going to be really good.
Yes. So thank you guys so much for joining Darcy and I this
yeah.
week. And you can learn more about Finding Hope at findinghope.today, as well as Hope After Loss at hopeafterloss.today. And also don't forget about our upcoming Hope After Loss retreat, October 4th through the 6th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before you go, we would love for you to give us a 5-star review, share this on social media, and be sure to subscribe to you so you don't miss the next hope-filled episode. Thanks again for joining me, Amy LaRue and Miss Darcy Stevens, on this episode of Finding Hope. And remember, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is hope.